This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday granted a $1.5 billion loan to Belarus as a show of support for its embattled leader, Alexander Lukashenko, weeks after weeks of street demonstrations that have accused him of rigging last month's election to retain power in Minsk. The two leaders met at the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi for nearly 4 hours. Afterward, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov declared that Lukashenko is the legitimate president of Belarus. Lukashenko made a public statement of his gratitude for the new loan, while Putin said Belarus should sort out its election issue through calm dialogue and without outside pressure. Putin also said defense cooperation between Russia and Belarus would continue. Belarus authorities have cracked down on the anti-Lukashenko demonstrations, detaining 774 on Sunday out of the estimated 100,000 who demonstrated. He has denied rigging the August 9th election. Opposition candidate Svetlana Tsihanouskaya, who was his only serious challenger, has fled to Lithuania. On social media, she criticized the awarding of the loan to Belarus, saying, "Dear Russians, your taxes will pay for our beatings." The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday won the first of several votes in Parliament on his plan to undercut the Brexit treaty, but he faces growing rebellion among members of Parliament who say breaking international law would tarnish Britain's reputation. The EU says Johnson's bill would collapse trade talks, while former British leaders have warned that breaking the law is a step too far. It undermines Britain's image. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.